Astrologically, the definition of happiness is lots of energy. And it's only about certain specific days or certain specific people or certain specific something that happened in your life in the year 2022, especially when Jupiter went into Aries in May and June and July. The definition of happiness was something happened to you, for you, and because of you. Hopefully that something is still in your life. And if it isn't, it was because it was toxic. It was a good idea. It gave you lots of energy. But with the Jupiter retrograde, it decided, no, that's not right for you. Not right. But it was all about that Jupiter in Aries. Aries is the first star sign in the zodiac, and it's fine. That's something new in your life. Now, some people, because I know from some readers you have a bit of a jinx life, when I talked about May, June, July, whilst many of us did get something new and exciting in May, June, and July, others of you got it in July, August, and into September. But that's okay. You eventually got it. You had to wait for Jupiter to sort of go retrograde and 9 degrees, 8 degrees, 7 degrees, 6 degrees, 5 degrees, 4 degrees of Aries in order for you to then get it. But you eventually got it. You eventually got that burst of energy. Now, those of you who didn't get it, you got a hint of it, but it didn't actually arrive. And that's, again, Jupiter retrograde in Pisces. 20th of December, Jupiter goes direct, 24th of November, Jupiter goes direct at 28 degrees of Pisces, and then it goes into Aries on the 20th of December. It's going to be sharp, it's going to be very powerful, and it is going to be irreversible. People have been oscillating in their minds. Should I, shouldn't I? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe could be yes. Some star signs are dithers, because they've got to get out of a negative situation before they get themselves into a positive situation. They've got to sometimes quit something in order to get something. It's that oscillating energy. And if you are afflicted by the oscillating energy, it then becomes irreversible from 24th of November onwards. And it's strong and it's powerful and it's all about looking forward to the future. But to have it look forward to the future, you've got to have something energetic that makes you look forward to the future. Now, let's talk about the Aries energy. Aries Libra energy, because again, it's the opposite star sign. Libra is the star sign of the scales. Scales means you flip the switch. You've had it negative. There's been a problem. And then it decides, nope, it's now your turn for that something positive. So now we flip the switch, call it karmic wheel of fortune, flip the switch, and now that positive then turns up. Sometimes we change our attitudes in order to achieve positive. Sometimes positive happens and then we change our attitude towards life. For example, if you've been suffering from depression or suffering from negativity or suffering from nothing happening in your life, everybody else, something's happening for them, then for you, why can't something good happen? When something good happens to you, you then catch up with everybody else's energetic feelings. Unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately, jealousy is just a fact of life. And there will always be people of that you know that are always going to be jealous of you. And one of the things I said about the Jupiter in Aries energy, because it is the karmic wheel of fortune, and because some people are going to go down as other people go up, as that wheel of fortune goes up. See, when somebody is going down, it's because they have received things in the past, but they're just ungrateful for them. They're not in love with them, not holding on to it. You know, somebody might have got married 6 years ago, 10 years ago, but they don't love them anymore. They've changed their mind. They're irritated by them. So they, of course, if not holding on to that love of that relationship, then of course that relationship's going to go astray and going to want some energy. Positive energy by definition of somebody that gives them positive energy. Again, I emphasize the word energy. The reason I say energy is because I saw the paragraph on the website on the happiness page. I define it as photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the growth of plants and trees and everything that grows on the planet Earth. It is the sunshine, which is the fire, combined with the earthly earth energy that the plant is planted in. That's the earth part of it, watered by the water and with the fresh air, the oxygen and the nitrogen. The air that then oxidizes it in order to make the plants grow. The definition, therefore, of growth is the whole combination. Now, some of you don't need all components because you've got a partner, a husband, a wife, who is got that component for you. But we all still need some type of percentage of energy. We need a percentage of this, percentage of that, percentage of this, percentage of that, in order to configure. But more importantly, we require, like, just like in the air, I think nitrogen in the air around us, there's, I think, 70% of nitrogen, there's 21% of oxygen, and then there's carbon dioxide, a few percent, and the other inert gases, another couple of percent. But the vast majority of the air around us is actually nitrogen. It's nitrogen, it's the component of the air. And oxygen is only 21%. So sometimes in life, it's imbalanced. Our lives are imbalanced by, defined by a very strong component of that something that excites us. And whatever that strong component is that excited you in May and June, July, August, and that is who you are. Now, if it's gone and now it's going about to come back again, all you have to recognize is that's what makes you happy. It's what makes you happy. And I say this with great respect to materialistic people. If money makes you happy, then say, money makes me happy. And love the money. That's it. Love it. Don't just go, I've got some money. Love it. If you, turns you on and it gives you excited when you sign the contracts, you do the business, do the deals, you get your commission statement, you get this. If the money does it for you, I love money. There's nothing wrong in saying it. It's not derogatory. It's not, they're materialistic. No, if you love it, you love it properly, because that is what your component of your life is. And of course, what you do with the money then defines who you are. You spend it on this, and you spend this, and you do this, and you do that. So again, money, there's nothing wrong with money. I'm emphasizing that word. So if you do, money does it for you, money is a huge energy for you, say truthfully, money does it for me. Money does it. Money is my 70% of nitrogen. 20% of oxygen might be religion, might be going to church, might be going to synagogue, might be learning something more. But you can still define, you've got to be truthful. If it is sex and relationships, because the two should go together, the sexual energy and the loving relationship that you're in, then if that's your 70% of life energy, then that's what you need. If it is food, you love eating and drinking, because some people love it, that's all. They don't bother about anything else. I've got some neighbors who love cooking for others, they love serving meals for others, they love it to help in the homeless shelter. So she just loves cooking. She loves everything to do with food. She loves the aroma of it. She cooks it. She can't eat everything herself, so that's why she gives it away to other people. She's kind of so this definition of what we love in life is what we love, and that's our 70% energy, and that's what makes you happy. There are people who, gentlemen, love going fishing. They love their hobbies. They love the whatever it is. Well, that's the definition of your happiness. Of course, you need the other things to combine into your life. Of course, we all need other things, but we've got to be defined by what makes you happy. When you reflect back, and that's the reason why I created this page for Happiness 2022 and 2023, what made you happy? You're reflecting back now. You're listening to me in November, December of 2022. You're reflecting back and you're thinking, which was the best month of the year for you? Was it the March, April? Well, for me, well, personally, if I'm reflecting back, it was the end of February. It was fantastic. End of March was unbelievable, because of course that's the Aries energy with the Libra. And then it was into May and June, and then July started. It was May and June started. So we've got to define it. And then I'll be honest with you, August and well, the end of July, August, September for me, it was nice hearing from other people having their breakthrough. But for me personally, it ticked along. It was okay. I'm also not complaining about it. But it was the happy energy that was that zone. We all can define 2022 as a happy zone. It may have been 2 months, 3 months, or whatever planets touched you at that particular. But remember, reflect back on what made you happy. Because it is come out of retrograde season and we're going forward again, it is that same component that's going to make you happy again. So it's happy because it's money, it's happy because of relationships, it's happy because of love, it's happy because of whatever it is, make you happy. That's what we're looking forward to now. The definition of happiness for you 20 years ago should be the definition of happiness for you today. And the reason why I'm saying it slowly is so that you get the message. You were born a particular way. You were living a particular way 20 years ago. And I'm going back now to 2000, 2001, 2002, and 2003. Before we had all this karmic Pluto in Capricorn energy, which I'll talk about on another audio. The definition of 2000, 2001, 2002, what made you happy? What was it that was bouncing and loving and exciting and doing it for you? Because that's exactly what should be coming back into your life very shortly. That energy, it's like you come young again. You're having a whole cycle of energy coming young again. For some of you, it might have been 2006 and 2007, but it's still about this coming young energy again. And when you come young again, it doesn't matter how old you think you are today. It really doesn't matter. It is about the energy. And that's what the happy energy of 2022 has defined for you. Now you want the upgrade. Now life is going to be giving each and every one of us an upgrade for 2023. And it is about that building on that happy factor. The Jupiter in Aries through till May of 2023, then Jupiter in moves into Taurus, and Jupiter in Taurus combined with Uranus in Taurus is solid. So whatever you're going to be exploring, trying out, dating, moving, going, doing, whatever it is that Jupiter's going to be defining for you in December, January, February, March, April, to get May, you're on that journey to make it a permanent fixture of your life from May onwards. You could feel it's going to be permanent when you December, January, February, but it is about arriving at May, June, July, August, with the Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus energy. The earthly energy is a solid earthly energy. Friends, I wish you. I hope you enjoyed the new format of the website, and I will create a few more audios to cover the other pages that I've updated right now.